Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go on the Sports Calls and Guest Line. If you're injured at work, get Justice. Call Sports Calls and 800-JUSTICE. Because I'm not as in tune with harmony. I'm in tune with insurance. I'm in tune with this position of quarterback, most important in sports, being really prioritized by the Eagles salary structure-wise in 2019 to give themselves some insurance for 2020 and beyond. Elliot Shure Park sharing that sentiment. Great article he wrote for our website, 94WIP.com/GoBirds. The title of Elliot's article, Eagles Need Nick Foles in 2019. Really in lockstep with what I've been saying to the Sports Colton guest line, and Elliot to explain his concept here. Elliot, how you doing, bud?
Doing good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Elliot, you've done something awful, unknowingly. You've created a monster.
I was going to say, Joe agrees with me. Maybe he's making me think I should rethink it, but I appreciate the support.
You've created a monster. Joe has now, you know, he's dreamt up this idea that he's the dual quarterback theory works for the Eagles, despite the fact that it's never worked for anyone in the history of football. Dual quarterback, and that's what you're calling it, right? Dual quarterback
strategy. So, Elliot, essentially, I don't know if you've been listening, but essentially, Elliot, it's like along the lines of what you said in the article. It's franchise Foles. By the way, I'd be willing to trade Foles if I get a tremendous offer, so I'm open-minded to that. But if not, it's to keep Foles, obviously paying a very hefty price for the quarterback position for 1 year to make. So I'm not crippling the franchise for 3 to 5. For 1 year, I'm doing this at that position to afford Carson time to prove it, both effectiveness on the field and the ability to stay healthy. And hopefully Carson does prove it, and he's the guy 2020 and beyond. He gets the extension. Foles is gone. But it's, to me, insurance for 2020 and beyond if, God forbid, Carson gets hurt again or is not that good. Elliot, what do you say?
Yeah, I mean, look, obviously we've been debating the Foles versus Wentz thing for weeks, and I think the way to look at it, what is kind of the point I made in the article, is it's not really a Foles versus Wentz thing. It's a, if you stick with Wentz, which is what this team is going to do, you need an elite backup. That's been proven the last 2 years. Andy broke his ribs his first year. So chances are Wentz is going to miss some time. And the Eagles roster certainly has some holes. They're going to need to address some issues. But I think we can all agree that next year they should be expected to contend for a deep playoff run. And if you're going to do that and you're going to have a roster like that, you need an elite backup quarterback. And Foles is the best backup quarterback in the NFL. He's perfect here. And look, the locker room dynamics, that's certainly something to consider. And I think the Eagles would. But my argument would be, what has Wentz done to deserve that? I mean, at this point, he hasn't played in a playoff game in 3 years, something he mentioned himself yesterday. He hurt consistently. If I'm the Eagles, I'm saying, look, you're the guy. We're going to hand you the job, even though – you know, Foles, by almost every right, has gone out and won it. But we need an elite backup, and Foles is the guy we want to be that backup.
So as an elite backup, you'll be paying him like an elite starter for a season. And the side effect is that all of these unrestricted free agents we have that you'd like to keep too will be somewhere else next year. So the team around Carson Wentz will not give him the opportunity to develop the way you hope Carson will develop, because you've got a guy sitting on the bench in case he gets hurt, but who's getting paid like Aaron Rodgers.
Right. So when you talk about bringing Foles back, the financial part is more of the concern to me than the locker room dynamic. So financially, if they bring Foles back, if they bring him back at the $20 million, you know, let's say he agrees he wants to do that, probably unlikely. But if that's what happens, I believe they're fifth in the league in quarterback spending. So they're not a team that, you know, is spending above and beyond all the teams. If they franchise him,
but
then they're number one.
But they're franchising him. I mean, why?
Okay, but that's what I was going to say. So if they franchise him, they'd be the top team in the league quarterback-wise, but only by $1 million or so dollars. And even right now, with Foles at around $20 million, they're $12 million over the salary cap, a number they can easily get to probably $10 or $15 million in space just by moving on from guys that they're probably going to move on from anyway. Jason Peters, if Chris Long decides not to come back. So, look, I agree it's a huge financial commitment, but I think Foles is a good enough quarterback where I'm not willing to let him walk, and the need for a backup is so strong then I believe paying Foles to stay is worth the money.
See, Elliot, here's one spot where you and I guess, diverge a little bit. I mean, sure, I want a quality backup for Carson. I always want a quality backup, by the way. I felt that way ever since I saw 05 and 06, the difference between McMahon and Jeff Garcia. But I view it more than just for a backup quarterback. I view it for the next decade to have the option after this year. See, here's the thing. If I'm the Eagles and I don't have Foles in 2019, I lose the ability to get Foles in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get Foles in 2020 if he plays in 2019 for Jacksonville, New York, Washington, or whomever. But if I have him in 2019 and Carson gets hurt again or just really is not that effective, I have Foles that I can go to because he's already my own. That,
yeah,
to me, is a huge part of the strength. And again, it's predicated on, I do believe in Foles.
Yeah, and I think it's worth mentioning that when Howie took the GM job back, one of his first priorities was to invest a ton in the quarterback position.
Absolutely.
And that's how they ended up winning the Super Bowl. Certainly, their lines were strong, certainly. They had a good roster, but he paid a premium to go up to get Wentz. He paid Foles, at the time, a premium for a backup. I believe his initial contract was around $10 million, which is pretty good for a backup. And then he paid him last year to keep him as well. So if I'm Howie, I'm continuing to invest in the quarterback position because there's a very real possibility that Carson's going to get hurt next year. If that happens again, as you just mentioned, Joe, it's a much different discussion now. You're seriously talking about, is Carson the guy I can commit to? And at least you have Foles as a potential option. Because I'll tell you, after listening to him yesterday, I do think he'll explore other options. But deep down in his heart, I believe Foles will be happiest in Philadelphia. And I think he would even be happy as a backup to a certain degree.
Well, I disagree.
What you're talking about, I think Nick wants to be a starter. I think the fact that he used past tense after the game about his experience here means he knows he's gone. What you're talking about is paying, you're saying he had great money for a backup at $10 million. Now you're going to pay him 25 plus to wait around?
Franchise him. And the franchise tag, I believe, is, it's like 22, 23. I mean, it might increase a little based off last year. But yeah, I'm willing to pay Foles the money to have, I'm willing to franchise him.
And so if he is thrust into a position where he has to play because Carson gets hurt, the guys on the field with him will be lesser. He will not have the chance for success.
Well, let me ask
what about
you,
the
though,
fact that the teams who are still playing, Tom Brady gives his team a break every year. The highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL are no longer playing because of exactly what I'm talking about here, the fact that they don't have enough money
Breeze
to spread around.
Breeze is up there. Go ahead, Elliot. What were you going to say?
The free agents, when you talk about guys that they might lose, right? I mean, on the offensive side of the ball, really the only play you're talking about, I guess, would be Golden Tate and Jason Peters. I mean, financially, you're probably – I don't know how you feel about Golden Tate, but I don't think he added a ton to the offense.
Well, Jay Ajayi is an unrestricted free agent if you'd consider bringing him back.
Right, but
Darren Sproles
coming off a torn
as well.
ACL.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, these
Darren
are
Sproles
low,
is old.
These are low pay guys, though. None of these players are going to demand high money. Would you agree with that?
Well, it's still money. And
right,
you have an entire roster to pay. If you're sinking $35 million or somewhere, they're about $34 million into one position, it has proven out in the salary cap age that your team is not what it needs to be. And if we're sinking all that into the guy who's likely not going to play unless there's an injury in Nick Foles, I mean, it's setting you up for failure. I mean, put aside, you say you're not lending much credence to the fact that it won't work from a, emotional perspective for these two guys. I think you're dismissing that prematurely and acting like that's not an issue. If I'm Carson Wentz, I don't want Nick Foles here any longer, even though a lot has been made of the fact that they're close friends and they just want to see one another succeed. If I'm Carson Wentz, that ship has tipped. That tipping point has been reached where I just want a chance to make this team my own and put a stamp on it. And don't you think that the way that everything is trending, the way that Nick talks, the way that the team has talked, suggests that they realize that this is dangerous territory now that you're entering? If you even consider the possibility of making both of these guys unhappy, making Nick a backup and making Carson backed up by Nick.
Yeah, look, I agree. The way Foles talks, I don't think he's going to be back. I'm just saying what I would do. But to the locker room argument, I would say this. If Carson comes out and plays in week one and he's a healthy player, he has a full offseason, he'll play at a level where the Foles thing doesn't matter. Carson is capable of playing a level, as we saw in 2017, where there will be no talks of Foles. I mean, and look, even this year, when I think all three of us would agree, to some level, Carson wasn't as good. I don't think he was as bad as people made him out to be, but he wasn't great this year. Mm-hmm. There were very, very few calls for Foles, if any. Even when they were 5-6 or whatever they were after that Cowboys loss, no one said you should bench Wentz. The Foles thing only started because Wentz got hurt. So this idea people are going to call for Wentz to get benched, I don't think is true. And look, would Wentz be thrilled with Foles coming back? I don't think so. But at the end of the day, the team needs to protect themselves. And I think Carson might not like it, but at the end of the day, he has to accept it because he's been the one that's gotten hurt. He's the one the last 2 years at the end of the season has been on the bench when the team needed him most. And he's not the player that's played better. Foles has played better. So, look, I just think at the end of the day, I get the Carson emotion thing, but heading into year four, I'm past that point with Carson.
All right, Elliot, let's just flip a couple other quick random Eagles topics. Jason Kelce, we saw the report over the weekend. Reporter indicated that he was likely to retire. That was refuted by a whole ton of reporters. What's the deal with Jason Kelce?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think every year Jason Kelce is one of a handful of players on the Eagles that probably, because of their age and how their careers have gone with injuries and such, probably think about retiring. I was told the idea that it's likely is just completely untrue. I mean, he'll probably think about it, but to say it's likely is false, and that's what he said in the after the loss, after the Saints. So I personally think there's a really good chance Kelce's back. I would put the chances of him retiring pretty slim. I wouldn't count it out, but I wouldn't have counted it out prior to this season or the year before that, just because of who he is and how he does it.
All right, Bradham. Let's talk about Bradham and Hicks here, Elliot. Bradham plays the last, five, six games, much more than Hicks down the stretch. Hicks essentially becomes like the Bradham role where he comes off the field in sub packages. Do you think this leads to an offseason where the Eagles say, we know Bradham can do that role. He excelled in 2017, played well down the stretch in 2018. We're going to cut Hicks loose. That's a spot we'll essentially not prioritize and look to get some other cheap linebacker to be the second linebacker.
Yeah, I think that Hicks could end up being that cheap linebacker, though. I mean, he didn't play that well this year. He's been injury prone. I mean, he missed time this year, which is what led to Bradham kind of taking over his spot.
Wow.
Obviously we'll see what Hicks demands on the open market. There's a chance the team could pay for him. But I think that I do agree with your point that going forward, I think they view Bradham as more of the guy. And I think they could potentially get Hicks cheap anyway. But I agree that Bradham is the player they've kind of committed to there.
What about the possibility that the ACL injured guys like Jay Ajayi and Ronald Darby could also be cheap enough that the Eagles keep them? Is that worth a good looking at, Ajayi and Darby?
Yeah, so when the Eagles traded for Ajayi, I was told at the time they basically viewed that as kind of a rental player just because of the knee injury that he was already dealing with. So after suffering the ACL, look, if Ajayi is able to get almost literally zero guaranteed money from another team, could they bring him back in on a tryout basis in camp and maybe they'll strike gold? I wouldn't rule that out, but I don't think they'll make an aggressive offer to Ajayi. Darby, I think there's a better chance he's back. They really like him. They gave up a third-round pick. They viewed him as a long-term guy. Now, some of these young cornerbacks advancing, like Douglas and Maddox and LeBlanc, could change things. But I think there's a better chance they're willing to pony up a little bit of money for Darby, bring him back, still get him at a cheap rate because of the injury, but bring him back and see if when he's healthy he can be a starter for him again.
Elliot, great work all season. Obviously, the offseason's just begun. We know you'll be all over it. We'll obviously continue to have you on all the time. We appreciate all your contributions through the season and Eagles football, man. It's like it's a 24/7, 365 thing around here. So,
amen. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks, Elliot. Appreciate it, pal. Again, you can follow all Elliot's work on our website. Great articles he puts up all the time. 94WIP.com/GoBirds.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.